So, he's saying the elders, if you listen to you, then you and the elders have to go to the king. So I think it's the important thing to understand is that once you get a buy-in of everybody, all the stakeholders, as you now approach the task, what is the task? To extricate this whole tribe or whole nation out of the hands of Pharaoh. Once we are all in one and in agreement, it will be far much easier to handle Pharaoh. You know, in the Tower of Babel, several beings caused God to destroy the tower. But the biggest is, he said, if these people are that united in getting this to happen, it will certainly happen. God knows the power of unity. That's why it will be important for you to seek this buy-in or by all the stakeholders before you tackle the task. Obviously, after they went to Pharaoh, they still had difficulties. But those are the detailed instructions. Don't go to Pharaoh until first. You go to the people and tell them what this project is about, how are they benefiting. Then the elders. The elders, verse 18, the elders of Israel. Once they have listened to you, then you and the elders will go to the king of Egypt and say to him, the Lord, the God of Hebrews, have met with us. Let us take a 3-day journey into the wilderness to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God. So it will be important to clarify and then go as a team.